Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Welcome back to the show. At some point, we had talked about long-distance relationships on the show.
Mm-hmm. And
I remember making the point, the comment that typically they don't end well, especially if you can't come to an agreement on what the future plans are. Sooner or later, you're gonna cut ties. If you and your partner, I'll say it again, can't come to an agreement on who is going to move, it's not going to work.
And
eventually someone has to make the move. And then this prompted our dear listener, Tracy, to reach out to us. We have her on the phone with us this morning. Let me get to her real quick. But Breeze, have you ever been in long distance?
In college, I was. I went to Oswego, and my girlfriend at the time went down near Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So it was like 6 hours, and we would drive every other weekend.
Did it work out? You guys still together? Or?
No, we're not.
Okay. No. Hi, good morning, Tracy.
Good morning.
We can't wait to tell you not to do it.
Yeah, Queen, what's going on?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, today's dating. I've been dating this guy, and we're doing a little long distance. He's in Virginia, and, of course, I'm here in Rochester. And, you know, we've been trying to make it work.
Right. From the message you sent originally, you are 100% head over heels in love, yes?
I do. Oh, my gosh. He is just so nice, so sweet, so handsome. I really feel like I found my person, you know, in this dating world. Gosh, I've kissed a lot of frogs, and I think I found my prince.
A lot of frogs.
So many frogs. Yeah, big frog energy. So
like someone on the show yesterday put it, there's a lot of piss in that dating pool.
Oh, my God.
The majority of us are drinking it.
Ew.
Listen, from somebody who's done long distance, this is tough.
It is. I mean, that drive is brutal. You know, it's about 9 hours.
Nine hours?
From Rochester to Virginia, how often are you doing that drive?
We're doing it twice a month. You know, one way for me, and then one time for him, coming back up. You know, we're doing it definitely at least twice a month. So.
Got it. It sounds like it's going great for now. What's the how long have you guys been together so far?
We have been together for about a year now.
Okay.
Long enough to start having some conversations of what to do next.
Mm-hmm.
Really, though, because, you know, I'm a Rochester girl through and through. And so I've got a house here on the west side, you know, in Greece. But he's happy down there, though, in Virginia. But neither one of us is trying to move.
Okay. That's a problem.
You know, we connect on so many levels.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we are on the same page with, like, marriage, kids.
Yeah.
You know, he loves his job, so he's really into wanting to stay what he's doing. I'm happy up here. I've worked hard.
Yeah.
You know, And it's just really this one little bump in the road.
Yeah.
That if we can get over this, then it would be amazing. So I'm like looking at ways of trying to convince him to move up to Rochester, because you know, the time is going. My clock is ticking. I want to be married. I want to have children. Mm. I want to do it. So what is it that I can do to help convince him that this is where we can raise a beautiful family? This is where we can, you know, make things happen. Everything. Virginia is not the place. He needs to come here and be with me. Yeah, you know, the house is already set.
Yeah.
You know, it's just so many things.
Listen, I'm sure it's a nice setup, but you can't convince somebody to move 900, 700 miles away, whatever it is, when they're happy where they're at, because eventually, let's say he does do the move, you have to understand the fact that he could start to eventually resent you for taking him out of the place he loves. This is why long distance is super hard. You guys have to have a conversation of who's going to make the move. And if you're forcing him to move right here to Rochester, where he doesn't ultimately want to be, you see how this is a recipe?
Yeah, I don't want him to end up resenting you like Moose said, and then he moved all the way up here, and now everything's crumbling because, you know, he's internally angry.
The question is, you got to figure out what you guys want to do, because you want marriage, you want kids. You said your biological clock is ticking, but you're also trying to convince him to quit his job and come here to Rochester. That's a big ask.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying you're not worth it, but it sounds like he already made his decision. This is, how did you guys even meet? Well, how?
But, you know, things like weddings, which cause other things to start clicking and ticking and everything. Uh-huh. And stuff. And we just happened to be at a wedding. And
was it his wedding?
Yeah, it was.
It was. Yeah, no, and I went.
I was the photographer.
Okay, got it. If you guys listening have had a long distance relationship, we need to hear from you. Why did it work out? Why did it not work out? What did you do? Because these are really hard. And I'll tell you right now, when I was living in LA and my girlfriend was in San Francisco, we did that long distance thing for 8 months, probably when I was the happiest. But she ultimately made the move to where I was. And then I left and moved to Rochester.
So bad. How long was that drive when you were doing it?
6 hours. And I'd do that twice a month. And she would do it zero times.
Oh, shout out. You know who you are. Yikers.
Tracy, thank you so much for calling in. Let me see. Ultimately, we can't tell you what to do. I could just sit here and tell you how difficult long distance relationships are from somebody who's done it maybe 3-4 times. So I would not try to manipulate him into moving here. That's just a one-on-one serious conversation you're going to have.
You know, honestly, I hear what you're saying, but if he doesn't move up here, I don't really feel like he's a man, because how do you come about finding somebody, connecting and spending all of this time together, but yet wanting to stay for a job? I mean, you can get a job anywhere.
Like I said, Tracy, you know what? Say that to him. You ain't a man because you don't want to come and move here to Rochester.
Yeah, see how that blows over.
You should say that to him.
There's multiple jobs. There's only one of me.
That is true.
You're not wrong there, Trace.
That is so true. What should Tracy do here? Convince her man to move to Rochester or just cut ties?
We're going to wait for the listeners, but until that comes through, good luck.
Thanks for helping me out, but yeah,
hey,
I really want
to. Tracy, real quick, with him being in Virginia, do you ever worry about what he's doing behind your back when you're not there? Because you do spend way more time apart than you do together.
Yeah.
We talk on the phone, FaceTime, everything. No. I know his friends. You know, I'm only worried about the ex-wives.
Wives.
He does have two.
Plural.
Sure. The ex-wives? Yeah.
All right, that's a story for another time, Tracy. We don't have enough time. I'm so sorry.
This is just when this was getting good.
I know. We do have to let you go, though. I'm so sorry.
All right, Tracy, I'm putting you on hold. I got way more questions. Stay there, okay? We're going to get to some texts and phone calls coming in.
Okay.
Okay, we love you.
Bye, Trace.
I love you too, Moose and Breezy. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. All right, stay there, Tracy. Wow.
Yikers.
What is a girl to do?
Not the ex-wives. Wives, plural.
585-252-9800. All right, let's get to some text real quick, because I got one coming in from Julie right now that says, nope, do not do it. Cut it off while you're ahead. Mm-hmm. Tracy is delusional. I've tried long distance, and the reality is there's no physical relationship, and people will always, always cheat in a long distance relationship. That's definitely not true.
I don't know if that's necessarily true. Rachel's here. She says, no to long distance. Absolutely not. Tracy is delulu. Okay.
I'm dying right now. Her ending the call with his ex-wives is hilarious.
Not the ex-wives.
Thanks for the laughs, guys. Also, Tracy, you need to cut ties. Okay.
I think that, and people might get upset with me for saying this, I feel like long distance is a very juvenile thing to do.
Well, it's not, because you can't help how you feel. And sometimes that's the case, is you meet someone, you want it to work because you're so in love that you're very optimistic of it working out. It's like, how can it not? But at the end of the day, when it comes to relationships, it don't matter how in love you are. Timing is everything. And if it's not the right place and time, it doesn't matter how much you love someone. It ain't going to work.
Mm-hmm. This person says, about the long distance relationship, don't do it. I know you will, because I did more than once, and there's so much more to learn about him. I promise it's not all good. The only way to get to know someone is to be around them and really, truly get to know them, I promise.
That's so true. And when I was doing the long distance relationship, those 8 months we were back and forth was great. But then when she had moved to where I was, I really got
the castle started crumbling.
I got it. Clear understanding of who she was, and I'm like, that you're not my person.
Because you know what? I think what happens with long distance relationships is everything is prolonged, because everything is moving at such a slower pace. Because yep. When you see each other, you're really like technically only on your second or third date.
You're hanging out for 2-3 days tops.
Yeah.
Especially
everything can be great in that time.
If you're not working remote, good luck. We got a text that says they need a firm, realistic plan for not being long distance anymore, preferably with an exact date, if not a very clear timeline. I don't see it working for this lady. And then Kate is here. She says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. It's not that long distance relationships don't work. Many people do make them work. What's important to keep in mind is that failure can end any relationship, not just long distance. But when a short distance relationship ends, you don't hear people saying, why don't short distance relationships work?
Yeah. And we will wrap it up with this one. I want to hear more about Tracy's man's ex-wife. Get that girl back on the line.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Chaos. This past weekend, the Monroe County Sheriff's Office says at least 7 cars were stolen, or at least the target of theft, and this took place in Pittsford. One stolen car driving towards a deputy. Now, here's what we know. We got 6 teenagers that were all arrested that night, and deputies say that this comes after a surge in stolen cars on the county's east side.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a night of chaos. The first case happened around 11:20. Deputies spotted a stolen Kia SUV. It was completely damaged, and it was leaving a parking lot at St. John Fisher University. And then the sheriff's office says the car refused to stop, drove towards a deputy before driving through several lawns and escaping. Half an hour later, police went to Kurt Road after getting a report of a stolen Kia being abandoned in a driveway. And the people inside ran away. While searching for those suspects, deputies learned about a different case of a stolen car. They found a license plate from a Hyundai that was reported stolen from Kendon Road. Soon after, around 12:15 a.m., police responded to a crash involving 2 cars that were racing on Concord Drive. They learned that one of those cars was a Hyundai, which was reported stolen. And then after that, Toyota speeding down East Street came close to hitting deputies. The driver of that car crashed right into a tree after losing control at the intersection. Deputies say that tree stopped the car from driving into the Erie Canal. I mean, so all 16s are ages 14 to 16. They're all taken to the hospital. They found the 6th kid using the canine unit. The driver's a repeat offender. and they were all charged with unauthorized use of a vehicle and given appearance tickets. Ain't that something?
Interesting.
Mayor Malik Evans says he was very disappointed. But when is he not? There's a lot going on in the city.
Disappointment.
There's so much chaos.
Constant disappointment. For sure. For sure.
I know everybody's just kind of like, when is enough going to be enough?
Right.
I mean, this is happening in Pittsford now. It don't matter where you live. Be aware of your surroundings.
It don't matter.
You know what I'm very interested in? I was thinking about this last night while I'm home. Because I'm looking out the window and I'm like, what's the stock prices right now with Kia and Hyundai's? What's that look like? Because you can't tell me people are still purchasing them. I'm sure the brand new Kia and Hyundai's have definitely fixed the issue.
Right. But I'm sure it's still tainted, in my opinion.
No, it's just, man. So.
Very much so.
Police are saying lock your doors, but of course, lock your doors. That's fine. But
I mean, you drive a Hyundai or a Honda, so whatever. I mean, they're breaking in regardless. It's just a matter of if they're stealing it or not. Listen, it's very easy to hate on those types of car brands. And it's also easy to hate on things that other people love because of the whole, I don't know, echo chamber of it all. There's one thing happening right now currently that everybody wants to be a part of hating on. And I think it's very basic, and I think it's low-hanging fruit if you do hate on this. Be the person that stands up and says, you know, it's really not that bad, and actually you're weird for hating on it. What is it? We'll tell you what that is coming up next on PXY.
98PXY is free and always will be.
The hating on pumpkin spice is even more basic than enjoying pumpkin spice.
There I said it.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Think about it, you guys. How many people who claim to hate pumpkin spice lattes, donuts, everything else, just hate them?
Because somebody else said, it's basic. It's so basic.
Right.
Pumpkin spice is so basic. Like, okay, you know what else is basic? You're basic for saying it's basic.
Everyone who is anti-pumpkin spice just saw it on the internet, and they saw that everybody likes it, and they're like, you know what? I'm just going to roll with it. I'm ready to go get one today.
100%. I mean, it's misting. It's gray. Like, what are we doing here? It takes a certain type of person, and there are so many of these people out there, and if you're this person, take a long, hard look at yourself in the mirror today and just ask yourself why, that takes so much enjoyment, or they'll always hit the take against everybody else, right? But I think it becomes a little bit of a flip-flop situation when everybody starts hating on what was once beloved.
Well,
AKA pumpkin spice, just an example. And now everyone's like, it's so basic. Oh my God, I hate pumpkin spice. All the basic white girls with Lululemon leggings are drinking pumpkin spice. It's like,
I'm a basic white girl. And listen, I can understand why some people are against it. Because when you start advertising it in the middle of August, yeah, that's a problem. The same way you start talking about Christmas the first week of September. Have you been to Costco? Do you see what's going on in those aisles? There's Christmas ornaments everywhere.
Right.
It's October 2nd. But with it being October 2nd, I mean, look outside right now. It's dreary. It's rainy.
Right.
It's 66.
It's crappy out.
Yeah.
It's crappy out.
Yeah. I kind of want a pumpkin spice latte.
I just think that
I'm not ashamed to say it.
No, and I love that for you. I'm not anti. I'll try anything once, right? But I don't really drink coffee. I just think it's so crazy. People who get so triggered by certain things that everybody loves. Like pumpkin spice, for example, it's not just pumpkin spice lattes. Pumpkin spice has taken a world of their own. And I mean, if you go to Trader Joe's, every aisle will be pumpkin spice everything. Pumpkin spice bread, pumpkin spice wipes. Like to the point where they're doing pumpkin spice wipes is crazy.
I bought them last year, and I will say,
refreshing.
My behind smelling like pumpkin spice all day long. I did not hate it.
Didn't hate it.
Dude Wipes came out with pumpkin spice adult wipes for men. I was like, this is you guys have gone too far. I love it. Yes, take my money.
I think when it comes to me, I love to hate on things because I am hateful. Let's not beat around the bush.
You're a hater.
I love to hate on things that are against the grain. I think you're basic, and I think you're part of an echo chamber if you just bandwagon hop on something that everyone else seems to have a very similar opinion on. Like someone saying pumpkin spice is basic and I hate it. Yeah, get in line behind Jessica, Marty, and Suzanne over there too, because everybody thinks that, right? You got to think outside the box with your hatred. Don't let others influence you to be like, oh yeah, that's what Jessica said. That's what I'm going to think too.
It just tastes so good. Now listen, I'm a type of guy where I drink my coffee either black or with a little bit of almond milk.
Mm-hmm.
Most people who like to have six sugars and six shots of cream, you don't like coffee. That's a milkshake. Just say you enjoy milkshakes, okay? Pumpkin spice lattes at wherever you get them from, they're not healthy. Okay? I'm just saying, like, I'll splurge maybe one today, and I'm good for the season. You know what I'm saying? But drinking that every day is a lot. And yes, I will agree with you. You go to Trader Joe's and you walk in there today, they have right now between 35 and 60 pumpkin spice items.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's impressive.
It is. And like, you know, if you're going to hate on that, I mean, you do you. You got to give it up for creativity because they really are thinking outside the box. And I encourage you to think outside the box. And I encourage you to look deeper and say, do I really hate pumpkin spice or do I just hate it because everybody else hates it? Be bold with your takes.
Abigail.
Be very demure, very cutesy, very mindful.
Abigail says, Breezy, I'm a white girl that hates pumpkin spice.
Okay. Go into that. Go into that, Abigail. Please. I would love to hear more. Give me like a thesis statement as to why, not just like, yeah, it's just basic.
We got a listener
that says, it's low hanging fruit.
People just hate things because it's what's popular.
Mm-hmm.
I never understood why people feel that they can't enjoy something because other people like it as well. Who cares?
Like a very popular show, even still to this day, Friends. I think it's overrated. I don't think it's a good show. Sorry.
I know you hate on Friends.
I hate it.
It's just, but I think a lot of that has to do with you just not really kind of growing up with it.
I did grow up with it. I mean, I was born in the early 90s. Friends was very much playing.
You hate Friends. You hate The Office.
I hate The Office.
A huge show.
Yeah. So like all these popular items, not for me. So pick something that's going to go against the grain. It's going to shake things up a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Right, so if anybody wants to hit up, I don't care. You can get a pumpkin spice anywhere you want. I really don't care. But I'm definitely going to Trader Joe's at some point this week.
You should take a listener or five.
I got to get those soy candles. Those pumpkin spice soy candles. You think just because I'm a 40-year-old man, I'm not going to walk in there and proudly buy soy candles?
I'll do it. We know a pumpkin spice product hates to see you coming.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait, what? Starting at 3 today on 98PXY.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. the plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence, and the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.